I have trouble sleeping, Dad.
I know, yeah. Do you want to let you back in the house?
It's just that you're not on the radio often enough. I think that's what it is.
Probably so. Have they given me that extra day?
Yeah. Sleep like a dream Saturday mornings.
I bet you do. Yeah. Between 10 and 2.
No, I have them like sleep terrors.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, they're quite naughty, they are.
Yeah.
Psychologically, right?
Yeah.
When you're sleeping...
I didn't realise you were an expert, but yeah, please carry on.
When you have one of those sleep trauma things, it is, in fact, a demon trying to kill you in the night.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
That's put my mind at rest.
Yeah, so next time you feel like a pushing down on the chest, perhaps someone pulling you into dark, deepest hell, they probably are.
Thanks, Dan.
I just thought I'd put your mind
at rest. You
can be prepared there.
Yeah, well, cheers.
Just carry a wet rag with you.
Yeah, I will. So tonight we've got the truth about sleep, Dan, right?
Yeah.
So this is... they're always on about sleep on the telly, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Too much, too little, too late.
To be honest, I get off. I always get off quick.
Well, if I won't go to sleep, I will. But what I'll do when I get in of the afternoon, I'll have a tot.
Oh, you have a nap, don't you?
I'll have a nap. I'll have a tot.
A tot.
William Grant will pop across.
Will he?
He'll bring that white horse with him.
So what you're saying is you slip into some sort of
drunken
coma.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And then you wake up again a bit later.
And still in the same coma, but with an headache.
But eventually it's 3 o'clock the next morning and you're up and back in here.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, that's not really what it's about.
Oh,
this programme. Well, I think it's giving you tips about how to sleep better and stuff. And you know, they say, actually, people make a. You've got to have.
Miss Jones.
You've got to have.
You've got to have faith.
You've got to have the. See, my missus, she's obsessed with like having no gaps in the curtains.
Make a big
fuss about it. You know, I often go to bed before her.
Yeah.
Then I'll hear her coming up, tugging away at the curtains. Oh, you've left a gap in them.
Doesn't make any difference.
Of course it doesn't. Well, you got your eyes shut. You can't see him anyway, can you?
Oh, dear.
So I like the window wide open, and then she comes in and shuts it.
My missus likes to go to bed in a full army.
Full armour, does
she? Pyjamas, house coats, coats, everything. It could be 80 degrees outside, making a difference.
Does she believe she's living in Victorian times?
I think she is a Victorian. Reincarnated.
You see, I can't wear a lot of stuff in bed.
I can't wear anything.
Well, let's leave it there.
My blood pressure won't let me.
Nothing. So for blood sake, your blood pressure's sake,
yeah.
So are you full nude?
Oh, I always.
Once you slip in there.
Yeah, and then, like, her doors.
What, full house coat?
Full house coat.
I can imagine why she's
full
done that.
Full metal jacket.
I can well imagine. I'm not sure it's because she's cold.
Oh,
to be honest. It might just be to, you know,
often
shield her from your advances.
She's often saying, you're too hot. Take your finger off me. I can't put the full arm on.
See, I have my boxers on, mate. Something there.
Yeah,
but we've done a little straw poll at work. It's amazing how many people wear pyjamas.
What's up with them? They're not kids.
No, that's exactly right.
You've got Batman pyjamas.
Pyjamas as an adult man.
Get out.
Sorry, no.
Disgrace.
It's not on, is it? I know we're supposed to ostensibly talking about television.
Well, if it's there.
But... Well, yes. I mean, I believe there's nothing on tonight.
Oh, so. Fair enough, carry on.
How many pairs of pyjamas did you have as a kid?
I only had a couple of pairs, to be honest with you.
Well, I had one, mate.
Yeah.
One pair.
Yeah.
Saw me through thick and thin, that did.
Did you?
Yeah. And then I ripped some up in a rage one night when I wasn't allowed to watch the Dick Emery show.
Well, that would happen.
But I'm only mentioning pyjamas. I'm going to have to finish this pretty rapidly, aren't we?
Because
my kids have got about 10 pairs each.
Yeah.
Is that the same with your lot?
Same. Our two, they've got 90s, they've got pyjamas.
And then you've got them things, them all over
them
things.
All over them onesies.
Or whatever they are.
Oh, dear. Now, onesies.
Yeah.
Blokes should never wear onesies.
Oh, man alive.
Oh, no. Please
I could
don't.
Forgive it on a child, but not a man.
No. I mean, I think it's fair enough. I mean, if a lady wants to wear it,
yes.
But a man, no.
Well, a man, it doesn't look pleasant.
Does it? You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Not that we've ever stared.
No.
Never would
but
do.
But it's like the ballet, innit?
Oh, the ballet.
You can't avert your gaze, can you?
I mean, for goodness sake, get some trousers on, man.
Put something on. It's a little pair of shorts.
Something.
Is it necessary?
There's no need for it. That's why all the ladies like ballet.
Of course
you know?
They are. They're all down there, aren't they?
Right.
I'm sorry, the tight isn't a male garment, is it? It never has been.
Never will be.
Never has been.
Never has been.
Not in my house, it won't. But anyway, yeah, that's Thursday, Dad.